Hello and good evening, ladies. It is 7 o'clock on June 14th, and this is our monthly Little Black Business Book call, Q&A call. So for anybody that is new on the line, just give you a quick breakdown of how it goes down. Pretty simple, pretty easy. This is a straight Q&A call, so anything you guys need help with, any questions that you have, anything you need coaching around, ideas you want to bounce off of me, anything like that, you'll have full range to ask me any questions pretty much about anything. So it's not specific to a particular topic or anything like that, just whatever you need help around. And if you are on the line or on the phone line, you can press *2 and that will put you in the queue, and I'll just answer the calls as I get them. If you are on the webcast, you can just type your questions right in the Q&A box as well. So we just go ahead and dive right in just because we have a lot of calls and, we have a lot of callers, so I want to make sure that I get to everyone's question. So *2 to raise your hand or type your question in the box here. Let me just make sure that we're recording and I'll take the first caller. All right, let's see. All right, I'm going to go to, I believe this is Jen Blanchard. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Cool. So my question is, I don't know, it's more of like a brainstorm, I think. But so I think last time we had a call, I talked about how I'm transitioning from what I was doing to something different, which is more just a pivot, not necessarily a totally different change. But I'm almost to a point now where I'm like really excited about it, but I don't know how to work with people anymore. Like I don't know what to offer that's in alignment with what I want to be doing. And so I'm kind of just stuck on that. And I've got some stuff going on right now, but after this month, I'm kind of like, what do I offer? Like, I don't know.
Well, what do you want to offer?
I mean, I have a membership site, which I'm excited about, and I think I want that to be a big focus for sure. But I also, like, I don't want to work one-on-one with people on their stories anymore, like developing them and all that stuff. But there is something that I really do enjoy about maybe like having a handful of one-on-one clients each month where I just help them in general on their writing business or their writing, like becoming an author, whatever it is they have going on kind of. But I don't know how you would like say that because it's not exactly a set like program per se. It's more just like wherever you're at, I'll help you, you know, get where you want to go or get on that path.
Okay, so like, are you thinking working with people like one on one, like just you and one person, or you and like a small group?
I mean, like probably both at some point.
Okay, because the first thing that like initially came into my head was like some sort of like a mini mastermind, like maybe it's just five people, and you guys, you know, you're not like obviously like you're the leader and you help the people, but like they also get input from the other people in the group to kind of help them work through whatever it is they need to work through. Or you can just do, you know, your standard one-on-one. Like, so for me, my one-on-one coaching is very customized. So there is no set, like, week one we do this, week two we do that. It's nothing like that. It's really meeting the person where they're at and what their goals are and working through that together with them one-on-one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I don't think it has to be, you know, like a quote-unquote program, like laid out. Like obviously there's going to be key points, you know, that you're going to want to cover within your time together, depending on how long you want it to be, if it's going to be a month or 6 weeks or 3 months or however long it's going to be. I would definitely have like some topics, like here are the main things that, you know, we definitely want to cover. But when you're actually in the coaching sessions, typically it's, you know, when you're doing one-on-one coaching like that, like you can't really predict, like, okay, well, this week, like, this is your problem, and this is what we're going to go over. It's really, really customized to, like, what they show up with, you know, that week and where they're at and what they've accomplished and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so this is going to be slightly different than what I've been doing. What I've been doing was very structured, very much this week we do this, this week we do that. It was almost like a live workshop, but like one-on-one, whereas now it's going to be more of an actual coaching, I think.
Right. Yeah, exactly, and that's how I would just position it, you know, and like I said, you can either do it straight one-on-one, like you hire me and we just work together every week, we have a session, or you can do it in kind of like a little pod where, you know, there's just a couple people and it's more like a group type thing, group mastermind. But yeah, so how does that feel? Do you feel like that's something you can do? Do you feel like that's something your people would want?
I mean, I think it's definitely something I could do. Whether or not they want it is, I guess, remains to be seen, because that's something I haven't ever offered before, but I feel like there probably would be, if not a bunch of people in the audience I already have, but the audience I'm moving to.
Right.
Because I am slightly shifting my audience because of the change, so.
Yeah, and I think that there will be a crossover. You know, there's going to be some people that are in your current audience that will want that, and maybe, you know, it's people who haven't bought from you yet, and they're like waiting for that, you know, they're waiting for that offer. Especially too, because I think, you know, when it comes to like writing, like it's more of a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they've been wanting that, being able to just work on their story with you personally.
Whatever it is that they have going on.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a good, these are some good things for me to think about. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for the idea.
Cool. Awesome. Alrighty. Any other questions?
No. Good. Thanks.
All right. Cool. Alrighty. Let's go to. I'm going to Tandy. Hi, Tandy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I apologize for the any sound that you hear. I've got roofers working on stuff. So.
Oh, you're fine.
I have two questions. My first question centers around my group coaching program. I launched, finally, my first group coaching program last month and got 6 signups. And the people aren't very active, and I'm not quite sure. I'm in week five of seven, and I'm not quite sure how I want to upsell or downsell them. I thought about the group mastermind idea, you know, like a 3-month group mastermind, but the group is already small with 6, so I don't know how I would position that. And based on the lack of activity, I'm not sure that would work. I thought about the one-on-one, and then I'm going to be launching an online membership site in the fall. So it's not ready yet. So I'm just not quite sure, you know, if you have any ideas for that. I mean, the folks on in the program are, it's kind of crickets. Like I'll get some emails and stuff and a few little posts in our private Facebook group, but it's really not, you know, not as active as I had hoped.
Okay. So is there anybody that is active?
Yes.
Like anybody that's like getting results and like actually completing the homework and things like that?
Yes, there's one person that has been doing the homework and getting results, and another person who is active in the Facebook group, but I'm not sure if she's been keeping up with the homework.
Okay, so what I would do is if there's anybody, you know, her and, you know, if there's another, because you said it's only 6,
Yes.
You know, if there's anybody else like that you feel like could move on to work with you, I would just send them a personal message, you know, let them know that, you know, they're doing great in the program and you really feel like you want to keep the momentum up and, you know, you have this offer to work with you one-on-one to really, you know, step it up and ramp it up. Other than that, like there might not be, you know, there might not be an upsell in that particular case if they're not active and engaged. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's typical, like, with the numbers, like, it's just the way that it is. You know,
yeah.
I'll have a program with, you know, 20 people and maybe half or maybe even less will actually complete the whole thing. So it's a numbers game, you know, and since the number six, if you have one or two people that are actually doing it, that's pretty standard.
Okay.
So
okay.
I would do that. And like I said, there might not be an upsell if there's no, like, next step for them, you know,
right.
necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. And then my second question has to do with quizzes or tests. Are there any particular plugins or software or anything that you recommend for putting quizzes together?
Yeah, so I think somebody just asked this. Oh, no, it was in my other group. Or maybe no. Was it in the Little Black Business Book? I think, yeah, somebody did post this, actually. So software to actually, like, put the quiz in motion and, like, have it on your website and have people go through it?
Yes.
Yeah, so what I'm using right now is called Lead Quizzes, and there are other ones. There was another one called Viral Quiz Builder, but actually somebody just told me yesterday that it's, like, it's on hold right now. And that one is WordPress plugin, and it's just, like, a one-time fee. It says it's not available at the moment. They are improving it. So that's the Viral Quiz Builder. So what I'm using is called Lead Quizzes. And actually, there is another one. I think it's called Quizzer. Quizzer.com. So I can't speak to that one because I haven't used it. One I used in the past was called Play Buzz. The only problem with Play Buzz is that it's just a general quiz, and without doing some kind of, like, back-end finagling, the person can ideally take the quiz and get the results and never have to opt in. So it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, what I'm using right now is called Lead Quizzes. It's a little pricey. It's $97 a month, but it allows you to create, like, unlimited quizzes. And what I really like about it is that once you have your results, let's say you have, like, four or five results,
mm-hmm.
it'll actually segment those results in your email service provider. So if you're using, like, MailChimp or GetResponse or whatever, you'll actually be able to see, you know, this person got this result. This person got this result. So you can actually tailor your emails, your funnels to that person based on their result.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
So it's worth it. You know, if you want to do that kind of segmentation in your business, it is worth it, especially if you're doing, like, for me, the one that I do is like a personality type quiz, but it really tells me, like, where the person is in their business. So to have that segmentation, you can totally tailor your emails now to that person based on that, so they really feel like you're talking to them.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. Is lead quizzes a separate, or is it part of Lead Pages?
No, it's completely separate. Not even a company. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. All righty, let's see, I got another hand up. I believe this is Emily. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I thought I muted you by mistake. Hi, how are you?
I had you unmute because my kids are around and I didn't know. I was like, I hope they're not screaming. So anyway, my question is kind of like the person's before. I am in the process of changing what I'm offering, not completely different, but going from personal training and offering workouts and meal plans to more life coaching and working with, like, goal setting and balancing work and family life, like focusing on mompreneurs who are working from home, kind of like all of us and me, to help make that balance and still make time for themselves. So my dilemma is I have my program getting ready to launch for my personal training because it was something I already had rolling, something I already had, you know, so I didn't want to stop when I already had it going, but I know where I'm done. How do I transition into the other part? Like, I don't know how to change my marketing, how to, I'm kind of stuck there.
Okay. So I assume that you already have like a following and a list. And
yeah,
yeah.
Kind of, I've been a personal trainer for a long time. So I've had a following for quite a while. I used to do one-on-one in person, but when I stopped doing in person, so many people say, hey, you have a program I can follow at home. So it just happened. And that's where that came from. It happened about 6 months ago.
But when you're doing the transition, are you still incorporating health in the transition to the life coaching and the goal setting?
Yeah, of course. Good point, because it's about self-care and whatnot. You know, I want to keep that there, and I'm going to keep that on my site, and I'm going to keep it as a program that's available. Because what I'm going to do is just a low barrier monthly membership. Well, they'll get like a meal plan and some more, you know, just get access to me in a Facebook group, kind of like what you're doing with your membership. And then I'll have a 12-week program they can purchase. It's a one-time purchase that I'll do live like twice a year, where they can come in and we'll all do it together in the group kind of thing. So that's done. Like, it's already ready to go. So it's just a matter of what next.
Okay. So your question is how to incorporate both, or how to transition?
How to transition, because, you know, though it's not completely different, it is. You know, my
I think
the emphasis off of giving people diet. Yeah, I mean, I want to take the emphasis off the diet and workout stuff and focus more on life and both, like, goal setting and balancing life and getting things done and mindset. So, because I'm also getting my master's in executive leadership psychology, so it's kind of where I'm headed.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, similar to what I was saying to Jen as well, it's like, I feel like probably will be some crossover, so there is going to be some people that are currently on your list and in your tribe that will want that. And I actually went through a similar transition, and what I did, I didn't completely, like, get rid of my list and, like, start over. I feel like you can just build on what you currently have. And so what I would do is just start creating a lot of content around your new stuff.
Okay.
So around the mindset, around the goal setting, around the life coaching, around the self-care. Start putting more of that content out there when you send out your newsletters, when you talk to your tribe. Just start incorporating that more and more. And as you start to put that content out there, you're going to start to, you know, the people that want that are going to come forward. And the people who are like, oh, I don't want this, I just want a diet plan, they're going to go away, you know.
Right. Well, and I'll have it there. So it's always going to be there. It's just not something I'm going to be actively doing.
Right.
You know, it's like a side project.
Right. And then, like you said, if somebody personally is like, oh, I really wanted this, then you can point them in that direction.
Right.
But as you're making the transition, like, you want to really just put that heavy emphasis on, like, here's the new content, here's, you know, the direction that I'm going in, here's the transition. And if somebody really does care about their health and their wellness, they're probably going to care about the other stuff you have too. So I definitely don't see it as, like, a starting over thing. I think it's just you gotta like, shift and move into it and just be okay with, like, letting the other thing go, you know, especially since you know that you already have it, it's evergreen, you've got it there, like, that's set. You don't have to put much energy into that. Put the bulk of your energy into what you really want to be doing.
Okay, and then my next question would be, because I have my, because I'm getting ready, like, literally, I'm in the launching process for the 12-week program, and the membership is, like, right now. Like, it launches July 1st. How do you think, is there, I mean, I would like to then go right into launching the next, like, the next phase of, like, the life coaching, because I have a program, my ideal program, the big program is going to launch in November. So it would be open. We start in December. Do you think that's rushing it? Do you think that's something that could be done?
Okay, so this one's, you're doing this one, and it's launching in July or starting in July?
It's starting in July. I'm in the launch right now. It's the membership starts July 1st.
Okay.
And, 12-week
and
program,
the other one,
we'll
you want to start in November.
I want to start, the life coach. I want to do a one-year program where it's broken down into modules by month. So it's like the big course that I want to do. I have it already all laid out and everything ready to go with topics and sessions, and it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while, so it's been in the back of my mind for about a year. So I wanted to launch before the first of the year. Or I wanted to start before the first of the year.
So this time, you know, once the 12-week program starts, How much time and effort are you putting into that?
The 12-week program? Like into, yeah. I'm not really doing a hardcore launch. I'm just going to have it there, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm not doing the membership.
But you're not,
I'm doing
like,
a little more.
Like live? Or are you doing calls? Are you, like, supporting them? Like, what are you doing? No? Okay.
No, but they'll get
no,
calls.
No, I think you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
I think once that's, like, off your plate and launched.
Uh-huh. Then just go ahead and go for it.
Then you have basically July, August,
mm-hmm.
September. You have plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if that was rushing
yeah.
it. Because I would like to get some one-on-one clients first. You know, beforehand, so I wanted to be there. I already have clients, so I have my testimonials for the New Year's, and I wasn't sure. I guess it is longer than it feels like it is. I feel like it's around the corner.
Yeah, I think you have time. What I would do is, as after this launch is complete and they're starting, you know, they start in July,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
focus the following 2 months, so all of July, all of August, on the transition, what I was just talking about, just creating tons of
content
that's relevant to your
okay.
new direction. Trying
okay.
to get some one-on-one clients under your belt, and then
yeah.
come like September, like mid-September, is when I would start doing the launch for the new program.
Okay.
You want to give yourself about like 8 to 10 weeks out.
Yeah, that's what I figured, at least
yeah.
before I start. And I want to start, like I said, December-ish, because I want them to get
yeah.
going before January 1st. I want it to be set like a jump into the new year kind of thing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you sound really passionate about
cool.
it, so I'm pretty
yeah,
sure you can make it happen.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Somebody here says, how do you ask questions? Star 2. So if you're on the call, star 2. If you're listening on the webcast, I don't believe you can. I think you can only, it's only listening, and you can type your question. But if you're on the phone, you press star 2, and that will take you, let's see, that'll raise your hand. Sorry about that. Okay, Suzanne said the same thing. How do you raise your hand on the call? I think I see yours, Suzanne. Okay, so I think this is Suzanne, right? Hello?
It is. It's Susan,
okay.
Yes.
Susan? Sorry.
Yes. No worries. With all those Z's, it's totally fine. I totally expect it.
What's
Can
going on? What is your question?
Well, my question is about approaching a new kind of basic, I'm calling it a basic level program, which would just be a 4-class program, but except for the first time that I do it, it would just be content that's evergreen and people would just access it online. But I'm kind of wondering about doing a combination of generating buzz about it and doing some market research online. And I just wanted some maybe thoughts on there. It's going to be a program for moms on the law of attraction and related natural laws and things like that, but with their children. It's the focus isn't going to be so much as just adult mindset, but how do you actually use these principles with your kids?
Okay. I like the idea a lot.
Thank you.
So what is your question? Your question is, should you use it for market research?
Yeah, kind of how to go about it, because I was kind of thinking of going into some of the groups, you know, putting it out there, maybe asking about what to call it, asking about what people would want to have in it, you know, if they were even thinking this way about their kids, and I just kind of wanted to get your take on that and your thoughts.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you definitely can do that. You know, I recommend for anybody that's launching any kind of program, whether it's big, small, giant, doesn't matter, like do your research first, right? Make sure that there's
mm-hmm.
an interest in it. So, yeah, absolutely. I would ask, like maybe you can even do a survey, like a quick survey. Don't make it like a real long, like 20-question survey, but maybe like a 3 or 4-question
right.
survey that you can have people fill out. In groups, or you can do it individually, like you were saying, like maybe just one day you pop into the group, ask a question. Have you ever thought about, you know, utilizing the law of attraction with your kids? See if you get a response. See if people, you know, start asking questions. And two other things that you can do, maybe it's only one other thing, but for market research. It's two. So market research, number one is do your research. Google, see if there's anything out there like that. You know,
okay.
If there isn't, that's a problem. If there is, that's actually a good thing. So that is
right.
A common conception. You know, people are like, oh, somebody's already doing it. I can't do it. If somebody's already doing it and it's successful, it means there's a need for it and there's a want for it. So I would do your research there, see if there's something similar that somebody's offering, and you kind of know, like, kind of what direction to go in with that. The other thing is Amazon. So I've talked about this several times on the Little Black Business Book calls. Amazon is going to be your best friend when it comes to figuring out content for your course and validating your ideas. So go to Amazon. Look for books that talk about law of attraction with children. Read the reviews. See what people are saying. See what people are saying are missing. See what people are saying is great about the book. You want to look for the kind of like the middle stars. So you don't want to look at like the really great reviews. You can, but they're not going to give you much data. The ones that are like 2 stars, 3 stars, like you're going to get some good, you know, and some bad. So you really just want to do your research there, and it could be a gold mine for you to really figure out, like, what's missing, what people want to know about, what people are interested in. So those are my top 3 tips for market research before you actually launch it.
Well, I've got a question related to that, because I just sort of hit on this, like, this last week. So I've done a little bit of that, and the program that I have in mind is not, it's not like, have your children watch the videos or anything. It's things you would do with them. And I don't see a lot of that out there, but I see there's like some Wayne Dyer children's books about the topic and things. So it feels like it's kind of pointing at interest, even though it's not exactly the same thing.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't have to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I mean, you want to make yours better. So
right,
that's
right,
like the point.
Exactly.
You know, you want to see like, okay, what's out there, what's missing, how can I make it better, right? So,
okay.
But as long as there's some interest in it, like you said, you know, the Wayne Dyer and the children's books, so definitely, you know, there's an interest, there's a need. Just make sure that that's there. It doesn't have to be exactly what you're offering.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Alrighty, let's see. I'm moving on to someone in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hello.
Hi. This is Tanya.
Hi Tanya.
Can you hear me very well?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. I'm traveling, so internet is not the best. First of all, thank you so much, because just a few short days ago, I think you put something out from Todd Herman post, and you were exactly the line of where I'm going, where I've been coaching 5-10K packages for a while, and it's been a long-term thing. I don't like the extensive 6-month plans, and so that drew me, and then finally, I obviously am here now, so I'm a part of the church. Thank you so much for that post.
awesome.
But so I'm transitioning. I'm doing a business detox, and so I figured I can do a hybrid program where I do a 7-week program, one-on-one coaching. They'll have access to a membership site to do some homework, a short video and worksheet so we can get the most out of our time together when we're together. And there'll be Q&As and a mastermind as well within the 7 weeks. But, and I want to try that in transitioning from my coaching one-on-one long-term for like 6 months. The only thing is I'm kind of limited, obviously, as to I want to promote the program, but I'm limited, obviously, of how many people I could bring into the program. And I'm trying to figure out how do I transition one, I guess, all this over to where I can still, because my packages are anywhere between 5 or 10K. So I'm having to obviously switch over and compensate into this. But I still like the one-on-one in one perspective because I like to analyze, and I'm really good at strategizing when I can see the person face-to-face and see the temperaments and personality. Do
okay,
I
so
kind of, I guess, advertise
question
it?
Or a, is it more of a pricing question or more of how you transition this to your audience?
I guess it would be both because at this point I need to advertise it, but I can only take so many people in, so I can't do something like a Facebook ad. Does that make sense?
But you have
I'm not quite sure.
An audience, a list, and do you have a group?
Yes, I do, and I have a member.
Oh, you're cutting in and out, so hopefully you can hear me. I think you said that you had a membership site too, so hopefully
yes.
You can hear me. Okay. All right. Yeah, it was cutting in and out. So what I would do is I would go to those members first, you know. I would go to anybody who maybe you had, you know, a discovery session with or had a call with that maybe didn't move on to work with you and let them know, hey, I just created this new package, this kind of direction my business is going in. I thought you would be a great fit for it. Do you want to learn more about it? So I would definitely go after your low-hanging fruit first.
Okay.
And then I would just continue your marketing like you normally would. And then when people come to you to work with you, you just let them know that, you know, these are my packages now. This is the way that I'm working with clients. When I switched over, I kind of did it cold turkey. And I was kind of like, hey, I'm taking on the last few clients. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to. Really like just sending out an email to your list, letting them know the transition, why you're transitioning. People will relate to that. And then you can maybe even do the 7-week package at like an intro price to get a couple people on board with that right away.
Okay. I am doing a beta right now. So they are coming through and I am going to send that off. I did watch one of your videos where you did discuss, instead of having to do a free coaching session or a clarity consultation on your site, you can do a quiz or an assessment. Is that a great way to, once they've done a quiz or an assessment, to then propose that detox plan with them?
I'm not sure what you're talking about on my site. As far as like working one-on-one with people, I usually have a discovery session.
You had, on one of your trainings I just finished watching, you actually had, if somebody didn't want to do like discovery calls per se, they could do an assessment. So you gave like two options of what people could do.
Yeah.
I was watching one of your trainings.
Yeah, it was more just like the framing of it. So instead of saying, hey, you know, get on the phone for a discovery call, it's kind of like, hey, let's do an assessment, which for you, since yours is the biz detox, I think that would be perfect. That would be spot on. Like, hey, let's do, you know, whatever biz assessment. And you want to just be careful how you promote it. So you don't want to promote it and just say, like, hey, this is a pitch-free, da-da-da-da, because if you do want to pitch your offer, then people are going to think you're sleazy. So you want to make sure that you just say it's an assessment, it's complimentary assessment, but if the person's a good fit, then you will let them know how you can help them.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, no, I like that idea just because I feel like, too, like a lot of people in the coaching industry or have been around, like, they're just – they're desensitized to, like, the discovery call. They know as soon as they get on a discovery call, somebody's going to sell them something, you know. So framing it as an assessment and actually something that whether they continue to work with you or not, they still walk away from that call with something makes it a lot better for them.
Okay.
Thank you. Sound good? And then you did say something about pricing, or are you good with that?
I think that was one of the questions, yes, that you went from cold turkey. Where did you go to? I mean, did you do a program? Did you? Right now I have it at $9.97. Obviously that's, you know, that trial.
That's really low compared to what you were charging, yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, yeah. But I'm also doing just there's a lot of automation in there because there's a membership. I'm also doing just 7 weeks as opposed to 6 months. And so there's a bit of a change in that. I'm not quite sure if that was the right thing to do. It's not quite launched, so
yeah. Well, that's
pricing
kind of
aspect,
like
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can feel into that too. And if it's one-on-one for 7 weeks, I mean, that's still at least seven hours of your time. You know, if you're doing hour calls, so you have to think about that. You don't want to undercharge. So, yeah, I definitely think it should be more and probably should be somewhere around, like, the $19.97 range.
Okay.
Also because, you know, 6 month is more intensive, you know, it's longer. But with the 7 week, like, I imagine that this is, like, they're getting it done, right?
It's a complete detox.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Yep. So I feel like you can charge more because of that.
So do you charge for a beta?
Oh, yeah. 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 I don't think if you do a beta, I don't think that you should do it for free because people aren't invested when they sign up for something for free.
Right now I have it for about $5.97. I just did it 30% lower. Is that a good price point? To go 30% lower than the $19.97?
So you're baiting 7 weeks for $5.97?
That's what I was going to do because the price point was $9.97. And so I was going to beta for $5.97.
Your beta should be $9.97, and then your regular price should be double that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, and I want, like, everybody that's on the line to hear this too. You don't want to sell the program or price the program based on the time. So now you're saying it should be less because it's 7 weeks, right? Or it's only 7 hours, or they're only getting this, this amount of time with me. But the reality is you should be pricing based on the result. So if they're getting a faster result, a better result, you should actually be charging more.
It makes sense.
Right?
Yep, perfect sense.
Cool. So, yeah, I think beta $9.97, full price $19.97, and then you can go out there and you can, you know, you kind of did like a soft launch, but like I said, go to your low-hanging fruit, say, hey, here's what I have, this is what I'm doing. I have an intro price right now, it's $9.97. You know, when I launch it to the rest of the world, it's going to be twice that.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty, let's see. I'm going to go to Diana in Arizona. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yay! So I just created my first quiz, and I'm calling it, Are You Really Over Your Ex? And
ooh.
Yeah, and I'm really, really
juicy.
Excited about it. But my question is, today I worked on creating like the autoresponders for the various, you know, answers that they would get. And I'm wondering how to space out those emails. Like how often, like basically I have 5 emails, like once they get their results, then I have like a follow-up sequence and I don't know, like, should I wait 3 days in between? Should I do like once a week? Like what is your...
Is this your main opt-in?
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, so what I would do is I would make those emails as close together as possible because those first, like, let's say, you know, 1 to 2 weeks that somebody's on your list are the most crucial.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that they're getting those touch points from you right away instead of stretching it out. So let's say you have 5 emails in that series, you don't want the funnel to last 3 weeks. Like you want them to do something and take action and learn what they need to learn. So the way that I do mine is I do it every day for 5 days. Some people are uncomfortable with that. So if you don't want to do it every day, every other day at the minimum.
Oh, okay. So that's not too
and
much.
Set the expectation. So I would let them know. I'm going to be sending you these emails. You'll get one, you know, every other day. You'll get, you know, emails from me for the next 5 days. This is what I'm going to be, you know, going over. This is what you'll get. So just set the expectation, whatever it is, whether it's going to be every day or every other day. But, yeah, I think those first few days, that first week is really crucial to, like, get them in and give them tons of content and tons of value right up front.
Okay, I love that because, I mean, this is the most, in like, content-rich autoresponder series I've ever done. Like, it just gives me chills, and I really want to make sure that they're, you know, that they're seeing them. So I think setting it up is going to be the key. And do people expect that when they take a quiz? Like, hey, you took this great quiz. These are your results. I want to send you even more great content, you know. Like,
well, they should. In my world, yes. I want, you know, I think everybody should be giving massive, massive value through content to their audience before they even ask for anything. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, even if, like you said, if they don't expect it and they get it, they're going to be wowed. They're going to be like, wow, this is awesome. You know, I'm getting, like, all of this stuff and she's just giving it to me for free. What else does she have?
Right. And just like a side note, I think I must have been in the last batch of people to get the viral quiz builder. I literally bought it like last week.
Oh, really? Well, the funny thing is I sent it to one of my friends and I was like, oh, yeah, you can use this. And she went on. She just told me last night. She's like, it's down. I said, what? I was like, that's weird. So, yeah, it's down right now. So
I'm hoping it still works that I bought it. I haven't totally said that. It should be fine.
Well, they're going to upgrade it, so hopefully you'll get the upgrade.
There you go. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, good luck with that. Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Let's see if I got any questions here in the chat box. Well, you guys are quiet in the chat box. Send some questions. All right, I'm going to go to Miss Lisa Marie. Oh, my gosh, it's been so long since we've talked.
What's up? Anything changed in the last 2 hours? No. So, of course, now my wheels are turning, and I'm totally psyched and all excited about all the great stuff that's going to be happening in the next several weeks. And I had a question about the webinar platform that I'm going to be using to launch this awesome, amazing program that you've helped me to design. And just wanted to get your feedback on that because I've never done my own Google Hangout, and I know a lot of people use that. I've never done it, and I'm a wee bit scared to bank on it. But I am very comfortable with Zoom. So what are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I use the Google Hangouts embedded on my site. I've always used it. I've never used a webinar platform. I've never had a problem. I can think of two people off the top of my head that are, like, running seven-figure businesses that do the same thing. So I wouldn't be worried about it. But if you want to do Zoom, absolutely, you can. I know that they even have now some upgraded, like, webinar functions, and you can share your screen on Zoom. So it's totally up to you. With the Zoom, you have to do the chat. You know, they'll get the chat. You'll get the audio. You'll get the video. So I think it's just a personal preference at this point. I don't think it's anything you should stress out over.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time, Jen.
Oh, no, I just said it's a personal preference. I don't think it's anything you need to stress out over, you know, just whatever one you feel more comfortable doing.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because I know even on Zoom, there's a chat box as well.
Yep.
And you can record the video and you can record the audio and all that great stuff and then have it, you know, you have it, like, you know, just downloads right away to your computer.
Yeah.
So.
One of the things that I like, and I don't know if you can do this with Zoom, but one of the reasons I do like using the Google Hangouts embedded on the website is it's traffic to my website.
Okay.
All of those people on my actual website, so I'm getting hits to my website. So for me,
that's
I like that.
Cool.
So I don't know if Zoom embed thing.
I don't know. I've not heard of it. I've not heard of that, but I'm not like a website developer either, so I don't know. So I would just
the
on
other
my
thing
website
I do
want
to point out too is with you, because you're dealing with people and confidence and people that may have a little bit of fear around visibility, the Zoom might not be so great for them if they feel like they have to be on video, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. They wouldn't be on video. I wouldn't put them on video. I always start my Zoom sessions on, I don't open the video to them, right? So I can control that before they hop on.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no. They would just be seeing.
Okay.
Yeah, they would just see my screen. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That would be the only thing I would be concerned about.
Yeah. No. I would never do that to people unless they were comfortable doing that. A good point. All right. Awesome.
Cool.
Sauce. Thank you for the advice. And I know exactly what I have to do now. So I'm going to go back.
All right.
And
go do it.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Alrighty, I'm going to, this is a familiar face, Deborah, hi.
Hi, Jen, oh my gosh, it's been a while, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, I have been toying with a program that I wrote, I think I may even talk to you about it a long time ago, and then I just put it aside, but it's back, and I don't know, I feel like it could be a group program, but it could also be a one-on-one, so I'm kind of confused. And I wanted to have, I have a couple experts that I'm bringing in to be part of it, and they would do a session because it's a mind-body-soul program. So I have a spiritual guidance and healing, a healer coming in to do a session, and then I have like a health expert who is going to do a session or two, depending on the need of the group that I would assess it. And then the mindset and the focus part on helping someone get clarity and so on, I would do. And I kind of want to consolidate this into 8 weeks. Originally, I thought it was going to be a 90-day, but I guess my question is, do you see that best as a group program or a one-on-one? Or am I even making sense for it?
Well, my thought is that if this is the first time that you're running it, I think it's always best to do it one-on-one.
Okay.
So you kind of want to, like, I don't want to say test it out, you know, but I feel like you want to make sure that it works. You want to get some feedback. You want to get some testimonials, things like that. I would do it one-on-one with people, but then also thinking, you know, when you bring in these other experts, how involved are they? Like, are they just contributing a class? Are they actually going to be, like, live? Like, what is their role?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to have them be live, but does that work when it's one-on-one? How does that work? Or do they just have a session with them?
It's going to be tough. So I do something similar in my mastermind where I bring on experts, and I have, I pay the expert to have a session. So you have to think about that. It might be better as a group if you're going to be bringing other people on. Yeah.
Okay, and do you think, it gets weird on a one-on-one, and then the other thing was the price point. I'm really not sure about the price point. Actually, my couple experts that I'm using are not requiring a lot of money on the first go-round, so that's not a big issue, but I'm not sure how to price it.
Okay, so tell me how long it is and tell me what they get.
Well, it's 8. I was doing 90-day, but I'm kind of thinking 8 weeks now, and they're going to have a session a week for sure with me. So I would say 6 sessions with me and then the 2 sessions with the expert, and then unlimited email with me. So there's, you know, more coaching going on during the week and a private Facebook group. If it's the group program.
Okay, so I would reconsider the unlimited email.
Okay, why is that? Just because
group setting, because I feel like if they're going to have a Facebook group, they can contact you in the Facebook group.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, for a group program. If you're doing, like, one-on-one, then yes. I mean, I offer one-on-one, you know, unlimited email for my one-on-one clients. But if I'm doing just a group program, I mean, you're going to get all kinds of – it's going to get out of control, especially when you use that word unlimited. and I also find that when people aren't paying a lot, if it, you know, however you price it, they're going to probably take the most advantage of it. So I would just say you have unlimited access to me in the Facebook group. So they can tag you, you know, have ask you any questions, would be in the Facebook group.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, so it's 6 weeks, two experts,
It's eight weeks, two experts.
Six with you, two with the experts. And are the calls group calls?
Yes, if it's a group program, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll get no one-on-one with you, right?
No.
Okay.
Unless you think it would it be too confusing to throw in some one-on-one in that?
You could use it as a bonus, you know. You could offer it as a bonus, like if you're going to launch it and say, you know, the first 5 people or the first 10 people or whatever get an extra one-on-one session with me. I would use it as a bonus.
Oh, okay.
All right, I have a price in my head, but what do you want to price it at?
You know, I've never launched a group program before. I know I'm going to give value. I would say at least $14.97, but what do you think?
Okay. And what do they get for the $14.97? Not the logistical stuff, but what are they walking away with? What's the result?
Well, my whole thing is the going inward and really getting clarity with what they're trying to accomplish. So, you know, and the mind, the body, the spirit. And obviously they're only getting 2 sessions with the experts, but I'm also dealing with both subjects while I'm coaching in the group. So they're going to walk away, hopefully, with clarity on, you know, sorting out their limiting beliefs. That's a big part of what I do with the mindset and how to use the limiting beliefs as a catalyst for moving forward. And I kind of take a different spin to limiting beliefs. I use it as I don't want to look at it as a negative. I actually find it a positive because it really gives you the information you need to where you need to focus. And where to fill in your own gaps for your own growth. So I have a different spin on it. And so far when I talk with people or work with people, it seems to be working well. So the clarity that people come out with and the direction for their business, I'm not a business coach, but they still end up with clarity in their messaging.
Okay. So I think you should go a little bit lower for the first round only because you haven't done it yet. And you know, maybe do like a $9.97. For the first round, get your testimonial, get your feedback, make sure that the program, you know, works in the order that you have it, and do that first. So run it as a quote-unquote beta, right? You're testing it out the first time, so it's at a lower price point. Once you know it works, once you have the feedback, once you have the testimonials, you can relaunch it at the $14.97 with all of your testimonials. That's going to help you with your sales.
Okay. So when I launch it or when I'm advertising for it, I'm going to call it a beta, or like a first time run,
you're not.
Or
So usually what I tell people is just to say like this is the intro price, you know, this is the intro price. When I run it again, it's going to be $14.97.
Okay. So is there a negative connotation with the word beta? Is that what you're?
I feel like
staying away from?
Not necessarily negative, but I do feel like people think that it should be free.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm over that. I've done a lot of free.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. Okay. I'll consider that. I'm still going to toy with it, but I will definitely consider that. Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. All right. Anybody else have questions? Star 2 or pop your question in the chat box. Okay, I have a couple questions here in the chat box. All right, so I have a question. It's not telling me who the question is from. It just says incoming. Do you make a separate Facebook group for your paid clients, or can you keep them together? I keep mine separate. So I have, you know, the big group, Babes, and then obviously I have a separate group for you guys. And I think the reason why is because I want to be able to give you guys more. You know, I don't want to – I want to keep it separate, you know, and what if there's something that I want to, like, give you guys or upload or a special thing, I want to be able to, you know, give that to you without feeling like you're just part of a big group, you know. So I keep them separate. And I usually create one for every course that I have. So, you know, I have one for the Little Black Business Book. I have one for my mastermind. I have one for my one-on-one clients. I have one for the five-figure funnels, just so that everybody's getting what they need. All right. Anybody else? Star two. Let's see. I'm not seeing any more hands raised. We have a few more minutes. Get your questions in. You got 2 minutes. Somehow we always go, like, right up to time, and it's perfect. All right, guys. I'm going to let you go. Don't see any more questions here. So what I just want to let you guys know is, I don't know if you guys saw my email today, but this is actually the 1 year anniversary of the Little Black Business Book, which is really awesome. It's like a huge, huge milestone. I got my first member June 14th of 2015. So that's super awesome to see that. And there actually are people that have been with me for the entire year already, which is even more awesome. But I will be opening the doors for the Little Black Business Book in a couple days. So we're going to have a slew of new members, hopefully. And if you guys can just totally give them love and support as they come into the group, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. I really feel like the community is what people need and want and stay for. So be prepared for a lot of new awesome people into the Little Black Business Book over the next week. Thank you guys for being awesome. If you have any questions, put them in the Facebook group. If not, I will talk to you guys soon. And actually, one more thing. I do have I am planning a live event for us sometime this summer. So be on the lookout for that for you guys. So that's it. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.